offices of Holy Ghost. Love in the beginning is now and never shall be, further out and amen. Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. Oh, I can see the Blessed Mother coming through the sky. Her figure looks very dark, as though she's coming through a great darkness. I have a sensitivity about the darkness around us. Are we really surrounded as a globe in darkness now? Our Lady is coming forward, and I saw Jesus, that he has sort of gone back into the dark clouds there to remain for a reason. Now, Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she is so beautiful. Oh, she absolutely startles tonight. She's looking about her, and Our Lady has on a beautiful white cape. It's bordered in gold. I never saw that before. It's very beautiful. And of course, Our Lady has on her long cream-colored gown. Oh, she looks absolutely beautiful. Our Lady appears to be very tall tonight. Maybe it's the way she's standing. And I can't see Jesus anymore. He seems to be like in a haze on her left side, our right side. Our Lady is looking all about her, and her mantle on her head has slipped a little back where I can see her hair. Her hair appears to be quite dark. And Our Lady is smiling now and placing her fingers to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I come to you as a mother of grace. And as a mother, I cannot evade the truth with you. I must give it to you for your own protection. The Eternal Father, I have had to go before him and plead your cause time and again, for he wishes to bring the great ball upon mankind. In his reasoning, his all-knowing reasoning, he feels that too many souls are now falling into hell, driven there even by some of the clergy. My child and my children, I have often admonished you to guard your children in this world of darkness. You are responsible for your children's souls. As such, if you neglect them in this lifetime, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, but could spend an eternity in hell or a long session in the other place of banishment, purgatory. Do not laugh, all you who cannot understand the truth, nor seek the truth. I say now that if you will look, my child, for me, look into what I show you, the realm of the suffering. Purgatory? Yes, purgatory. Oh, my goodness. I've never heard such a din, the screaming and the wailing. And I see people, their clothes, that they're floating. I don't know. It seems to be endless. They're being tossed back and forth, and all I can hear is screams and moans. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Blessed Mother, don't make me look. My heart will stop. It's so frightening. My child, come closer to me. You understand there are three realms: heaven, purgatory, and hell. I allow you to look upon purgatory, and I understand your shock, because tell my child fully what you have seen. I have seen mitres, dishes, and even several cardinals. And then I see a whole score of priests with their cassocks. They're still dressed in their garments, that they are moaning and pleading. Now Our Lady is placing a hand before my eyes. It is frightening. It's one of the most frightening scenes I have ever witnessed. Our Lady is touching her lips, which means to repeat, "My child, I want you to understand and bring to the world the absolute truth and reality of this realm. There are mitres and there are cassocks there. I want you to tell the world that there are clergy who are now falling into purgatory, if not some in hell, because they are misguiding the sheep. The Eternal Father wants to set upon the world the rule of redemption. How long, my children of the world, can I beg for your reprieve? Why don't you listen to my voice? I have traveled throughout your world through many earth years pleading with you to turn back from your ways of destruction. Clergy, in my son's houses, you must show more honor to my son. There are some who are a disgrace to their profession, leading others into ways of sin. O ye of little faith, why do you deface the young? You who have given themselves over to worldly pleasures and defamed their profession shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. My child and my children, we have asked you on numerous occasions to pray for the clergy. They do not have a special passport from heaven. They fight the influence of Satan and his agents upon earth, but they need your prayers. You have forgotten them. They need your prayers. I ask of you all to pray for your parish priests. Temptation is great upon them. However, they are being put to the test by the Eternal Father, and all who are rotten will fall. Our Lady is placing a hand upon her eyes, and she's pointing over to the left side, her right side. I see the inside of a church. There is service going on. But however, what are they doing? They are skipping like frolicsome down the aisle. As I watch, I see it is the priest, I believe, behind the altar. He's motioning to two children to come out of the pews and go to the rear of the church. The children are hastily almost running to the back of the church, and I see they are picking up something. Oh, it is the ciborium and the plate. Oh, now what are they doing, my child? They are taking it up to the altar. Now the priest and the other man, the deacon, he is called, my child, the deacon, they are giving these over to them, and the priest is now going back to his station behind the altar. Now all of a sudden, he raises his hand, and a young woman is coming out of the till. That, oh my goodness me, she has on a pair of shorts, and she's heading for the altar. Now, a lady is pointing. The woman starts to sing. Her music is not one of the church, or those accepted by God. And as she sings, the priest stands behind the altar, and in his eyes, is he admiring her or admonishing her? It looks, my child, like he is admiring her. The short she is wearing is not revealing and immodest, our lady said. Now, that woman is now going to sit at the side of the altar, and as she crosses her legs, it is the most horrible infringement on the sacred rites. For it is almost embarrassing, that's another, for me to look. Must I see it? Yes. The shorts are no longer short, they're almost gone. And I can see the expression on the priest's face as he's observing this. Now, also, there are two young girls, about 13 years of age, sitting at the side of the altar as the priest goes forward to consecrate the host, my son's body. Now, as I watch, I notice now, after the consecration, that the priest is now taking his place on the right side in the altar, at the last pew over to the right, and the deacon is going over to the left, and now, I don't believe this. Oh, that's it, that's it, Mother. There are two young girls. A lady, how old are they? 13 years old. And the lady is saying, Veronica, don't close your eyes. Open them and tell me what you see. I see people streaming forward from the pews, and they're now being given the host by the two young girls. Now the woman who's standing off to the side, very friendly, but immodest, our lady said, immodest you must say, is observing all this with a smile on her face. Now, I see a man sitting in the aisle. He's crying. He has his love disease in his right hand, and he's crying. I know, Blessed Mother, how he feels. He's not of this generation which has fallen to Satan. I know just how he feels. The only thing that he has to hold on to is the rosary. Our lady is looking all about her, and as I watch, she's taking her hand and she's placing it over her eyes. I say, I think she's been crying. My child, our lady, I can hear her gasping. You see what is going on. Less and less honor is given to my son. Whatever shall become of my children upon earth? I have wandered through tongueless earth years, trying to warn my children of the cunning punishment to mankind. Now also, we give fair warning to all clergy. Should you not turn from your path of self-seeking riches and think of the souls that you have in your care to bring to heaven, you too shall vanish with the fires of the ball of redemption. Now I see, coming across the sky, a huge ball of some kind that is shooting out flames. It looks huge. I've never seen anything so big. And I see what looks like a globe on the left-hand side of the world. And this globe is heading for us. And as it gets closer, it appears soul is larger than the earth. I don't think this has ever been seen before. I've never seen anything so large. Now, as I'm watching, it's getting very dark up there, but the light is very bright about our Blessed Mother. She's standing there now, and she has in her hands a large crucifix, and she's holding it up now. It's a crucifix without the body of Christ on it for some reason. And she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking to the right and looking to the left. And I have the feeling that she can see just about every soul that's standing on the ground. Now she's turning. And with the cross, I know when I originally saw it, it had a cross on it, the body of Christ. But now she had turned, when she said came closer, it had disappeared and just was a cross. Now Our Lady is turning to her right side, and she is extending the cross up again and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, she's repeating it. Our Lady, in sort of a singing manner, almost like being in church. Now Our Lady is crossing over to her left side, our right side, and she's pausing and looking about her. It's quite windy up there. I don't know if that shows you that Our Lady has a white cape on, like a mantilla, but it looks like it may be woolen. It looks heavy. She has that over her head. Now she's extending the cross and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now Our Lady is still terribly upset. I can see it in the expression on her face. And she's moving back to these between the trees directly above us. Now she's touching her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My children, it is almost too late to reach the multitude. My heart is torn by the knowledge that many will die in the flame of the ball of redemption. Many will not be prepared. I have come to you through many of years, and how many have listened to my counsel? How many have tried to mend their ways that offend their God? My child and my children, especially you, Veronica, my child, make it known that your country will soon receive a just punishment for the slaughter of the young, for the abomination to their God-given bodies, will receive a just punishment. I repeat this three times in warning to you all, who are the cultists of the world now, who have been instrumental in the destruction of the young. Cardinals, bishops, priests of the Order of God, if you are guilty, turn from your ways. I make no accusations thy name, though the list is growing long to the Eternal Father. You who were given the God-given grace to be leaders of the flock have now scattered our sheep. Bishops, what has become of your vocation? You are becoming destroyers of the human race. You cannot hide your sin from the Eternal Father. Turn back while there is time. Now Our Lady is touching her lips, and she is going like this, which means to listen. So don't be teased. Oh no! Mercy! Mercy! Yes. I understand that I can't receive it. No, no, I won't. No. Oh my goodness. Now, my child, do sit back and wait for my son. I see a huge ball now coming to the sky. It looks like a globe of the earth. That, like pinpoints, I see fire springing up. I don't understand it. It looks like the globe is on fire. And now I hear a voice saying, "The owls have eyes fore and aft, ever watching the eagle. When the world cries peace, then shall he strike." Do you understand what I am trying to tell you, my child? Yes. How much of this can I receive? In 1968 and 69, our lady talked to me about a great chastisement to the United States as the leader of the world. The eyes of the world had been upon the United States. So heaven holds the United States under bondage in a way, so leading the world onto the path of destruction of the soul. Yes. Must I? All right, if you say so, it doesn't matter. I'm scared. I'm afraid. I want you to look, my child, and tell me what you see. I see a hole. It's very deep, and there seems to be fire all over this. But in the fire, I see bodies floating up and down. And they seem to be alive. In fact, I can see some men and some women. I don't see little children, but I see many men and women, and they're floating like they have no weight. Yet I can see the outline of their figures, and the fire. It dines and dines, but doesn't consume them. They seem to float up and down, but there's a din of noise that's heard in my ears. The screaming, the pleading, that it's like they're in a huge hole, some place beyond what I've seen on earth. There's another, please take me out of here. It's terrible. Now, I hear the voices pleading for mercy, but a loud voice booms back, "Too late, too late. You had your chance." Now our lady is touching her lips, and it's growing darker. I don't have to look there anymore. Our lady said to touch her lips, your lips, and repeat, "What you have just seen, my child, is hell. Many have taken away the knowledge of the existence of this abode. Remember, my children, the truth in fact, that there is purgatory and hell. Perpetual torment in hell. a lady is looking up to her left, and I see, I only see wings and two angels there coming down by her. They don't seem to have a body. I see like beautiful children's faces, what they look like. Sort of like cherubs. Very pleasant looking. And I do see wings behind them, but no body. They're coming now up beside our Blessed Mother. Now our Blessed Mother is touching her lips. You will sit back, my child, and wait for my son. He has an urgent message for mankind. Now it's growing quite hazy. I can still see a Blessed Mother up there, but the darkness is closing in. Although I see a pinpoint of light on her left side, that's our right side, and I'm drawn to watch the light. Now I can hear Our Lady's voice still, her sweet voice, and she's saying, sit back, my child, and rest. The light had become stationary now. It doesn't seem to be moving forward. It seems to have stopped for a reason. Now the light is moving to the center of the sky, and it's opening up. Oh, it's getting very large now, very fast. Oh, and I can see Jesus. I recognize him now. I can see now. It hasn't opened up enough, the light, to show me his chest or his face, but I can see his feet. He has sandals on, and his gown, which is a golden cream color, and he has on a beautiful red robe with all gold trim around the outside. Now Jesus is coming close. I can see him fully now. He's coming to the middle tree. There are three trees right before us. In the middle, Jesus is standing over it, up in the sky, high in the sky. Now he's looking about him, and it seems to be quite windy up there because his hair is moving. Now, there's a brilliance about him I can't explain. He absolutely shines in the sky. It's so dark up there that he lights up the whole sky. Now I can notice that he's looking down, and now he is touching his fingers to his lips. My child and my children, what more can I add to my mother's discourse with you? She has said it all at this time. She has spent many Earth years going throughout your world, trying to warn mankind of the coming chastisement. There have been many miracles set forth upon the Earth by my mother. This we have allowed as a grace to mankind, but many have been forgotten and rejected. My mother has at this time gone throughout all corners of the world seeking salvation for mankind. How many have listened to her counsel? The prayer life of the clergy has fallen. Unless they return to prayer and sacrifice, give up the worldly cravings of mankind, and agree to a life of piety and dedication and fortitude, even while under attack. You will get nowhere, my clergy, by following the modes of the world. You must lead a disciplined life and give to our children of the earth the knowledge of heaven, hell, and purgatory. Man can disdain me very easily, but I will not allow him to disdain my mother.
Mm.
Jesus looked very upset. Very upset. My child, Veronica, I do not mean to frighten you, but I am in dire suffering for the abuse to my mother. I will not accept this much longer. Unless man makes a complete change from his ways that offend the Eternal Father, we will no longer try to keep his heavy hand from upon you. Your country, the United States, has been graced, but your country has fallen from the pedestal that he has been placed on by mankind. Spirituality has been cast aside. Prayer life has fallen, even in the convents. How can you, my clergy, lead others when you have adopted a mode of humanism catering to mankind? You do not see the spirits of my children upon earth. As such, you cannot enter the kingdom. The Eternal Father never changes my children. You cannot build a paradise upon earth. That point shall never be reached because you are doing this without your God. My child and my children, I ask you all from the mercy of your heart to pray for your clergy. They are human, and as such, they can fall into error and sin. Unless you pray for them, many more shall be in the hell you have seen, my child. Veronica, I feel your weakness. You will sit back now, and my mother is not leaving. She will stay over on my right side.